Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
16 minutes after 8 a.m. this morning. And of course, we move along now to our next feature. So as you know, we love it when people from our community do amazing things. And this morning, we are chatting to a Mitchells Plain dad of two who is releasing his first movie called Macy Funny Lavis, a gritty Cape Flat story about substance abuse and violence against women. Now, Mark Matrus from Mojam Films chats to us this morning. Mark, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Shabira, and good morning to all the listeners.
Now, of course, without giving away too much, what inspired the film and what's the story all about?
Okay, the story is about a girl that, you know, grew up in a godly home, well-mannered, and she's not very outgoing. And then she starts hanging out with the wrong friend that she met, and this friend introduces her to the wrong people. So she gets mixed up with, you know, all this kind of naughty guys and... She actually start getting involved, go out drinking, sneaking out at home, and you know, she and her mother goes off, and this whole relationship that she and her mother had, you know, just unravels. And you know, I don't want to give away too much, but at the end, she learns quite a hard lesson.
Now, Mark, what inspired you, you know, to create this film?
What inspired me is I want to tell the stories that's happening on Cape Flats. I want to tell it like it is, and so people can understand where our youth is coming from and what challenges they face on a daily basis. You know, peer pressure, it's so high now, and social bullying and all that stuff. And, you know, the pressure to be cool, to be in the clique. And I just wanted people to see and also bring awareness around women, violence against women and substance abuse. So that's really what inspired me, sorry.
Mm. Brilliant. Now, I also believe that you're not formally trained in film. So, you know, where does the talent come from?
I don't know. I think it's a God-given talent. But, you know, if you want to do something, I always tell myself or anybody, if you do want to do something, don't wait. Just create your own opportunities. And I just bought me a camera, and I started playing around, and I started actually writing songs and went over to music videos. And I told myself I want to do a film because I like watching movies. And that's how I came across, listen, I can do this and I can do this. Let me try that. And then I just got some people together, spoke to a few people. And I said, listen, I want to shoot a movie. And I was like, what? I said, yes, we're going to shoot a movie. And then we started. And that's how we ended up with Macy Funny Lavis.
Now, of course, you know, shooting a film obviously needs funding. And, you know, how did you manage in terms of the funding aspect?
I used my own money, which I had, you know, so the money, what I would have put in my house, you know, to buy stuff, I used it for my camera equipment and to buy and to give the people petrol to get the location and pay certain people. So, you know, I couldn't really afford to get anybody to do makeup, to do editing. So I had to do all the stuff myself, so it was quite challenging. And, I learned through the experience.
Speaking about, you know, you're saying it's challenging. You know, what were those obstacles that you had to face whilst you were filming?
One of the challenges were the right camera, the right sound equipment was very important, and having behind-the-scenes people to help you. I think there was an instance where I needed makeup, and I couldn't get anybody to come do makeup for me. Because they were so expensive. And I asked a friend who I knew was in the movie business, and she said, listen, I got some makeup here for you for action scene and stuff. And so I went to go fit it from her. And I had to do the makeup myself. I had to figure out and I had to imagine how this person will look when they hit her and when they kick her. Wow. And then I had to do the makeup. So, I mean, after she posted the pic, they said, wow, who did your makeup? And she sent me the screen grab, and I'm like, yo. So people actually like how I do makeup. And yeah, so that was a bit hectic.
Brilliant. Now, you know, is your cast trained in acting, and who makes up your cast? How did you put them together?
So I called this one friend of mine. Her name is Melissa De Vries. She also plays in, she just started playing in Orange Place. Yeah, this program now, Mellopel. I spoke to her and I told her my idea and she agreed fully. And then the other cost was never in a movie. I mean, I took literally people from the streets, I would say it. And I groomed them and I told them what I wanted when I directed the movie. And some of them still today I couldn't believe how good they acted because they loved the word, they became the character. And because I think they're so used to seeing this stuff in the community, yeah. It's easy for them to adapt and to learn about the character. So yeah, I use normal, ordinary people.
Now, you know, in terms of this film, you know, was it just a once-off thing or do you see this as a stepping stone for a future in filmmaking?
I definitely see this as a future in filmmaking, and people has already inboxed me, asked where can they audition. There's already a lady on board that's going to do my makeup for my next movie. And I don't want to give it too much away. And, you know, I must tell you, this one time we were shooting the one scene with the kidnapping scene. And while we were shooting, the children shouted and they screamed at their moms. And their moms came running out of the house with the gowns on and the aunties, the pink gown on, and they shouted, yay! And what was so funny, they let the dog loose on us, and we actually had to run. We had to say, whoa, auntie, it's not real. And the auntie just walked in, was really cross, and I had to drive, go back and sit. And I had to explain, auntie, it's not a real movie. And she said, yeah, this stuff happened in our communities every day, and it was just so shocked to us when it happened. And then I realized, like, this movie is on the right track, and what I'm trying to figure out in my mind actually is going to work. So yeah, I'm just hoping out the people comes out to the support and I get funding to do
absolutely
better and greater.
I'm sure you will. But you know, also, has the film been officially released? I believe there will be a screening happening in December. How does the screenings work?
So the screening is the 1st December. It's Sunday afternoon. We're starting at 6. It's in Mitchells Plain, Portland's Indoor Center. The ticket is only 50 Rand, and there will be refreshments and popcorn. So we're going to try to create this like a kind of a bioscope movie vibe where everybody just talk to each other. And I have had quite a few people saying, listen, we're going to be coming. And I actually wanted to screen it on big screen, you know, but the funding wasn't there. And I told myself, because people are asking for me from Joburg, Durban, that's on my page on Facebook. When are we going to see the movie? And so I said, listen, I am going to make a plan. So yeah, I hope a lot of people can come support me.
Indeed. Mark, how long is the film?
The film is now 1 hour and it's about 12 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a full feature film, like they call it.
Absolutely brilliant. So of course, you know, if our listeners would like to attend, then the 1st of December, Portland's Indoor Center, 50 Rand gets you in, and you can call or WhatsApp 071-474-3144. That's 071-474-3144 for your tickets as well as further information. Mark, any final words from yourself this morning?
I would just like to thank you guys and for the interview and the platform. I really appreciate that you're reaching out to people doing great stuff in the community. Yeah, and I hope to see you guys there and the community to support. That's all.
Absolutely awesome. Well, Mark, we wish you all of the best. I'm sure it's going to be a success, and we certainly look forward to further projects from you in the future.
Thank
but thanks
you.
For joining us. Go well.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye. And that was Mark Matrus from Mojam Films speaking to us this morning.